The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
Are you tired of struggling financially? Never having enough to pay your bills? Go where you want to go, do what you want to do? If the answer is yes, stay tuned to Kingdom Living as I share a powerful truth that can take you into a new dimension of financial prosperity. Kingdom Living is on the air. So glad you are watching. He orders your steps and your stops. He's ordered you to listen to the truth I'm going to reveal in the next few moments. Before I get into this truth, I want you to know about a special event coming up. It's called Overflow Prophetic Conference 2022. You must be there if you can at all. Any sacrifice, your blessing will be greater. Join me, Prophet Bobby Hogan, for Overflow Kingdom Living's Prophetic Conference 2022, March 20th through the 25th. This will be a conference like none other, as people from throughout America will gather together to hear a fresh word from heaven. Joining me in ministry will be such powerful men and women of God as my wife, Prophetess Teresa, Dr. James Payne, Dr. Aretha Wilson, Prophet Benny Baker, Pastor Michelle Mostella, Apostle Corey Powell, Pastor Angela Proach, Bishop David Butler, Pastor David McGrew, and Prophet T.J. Tipton. On Friday night, March 25th at midnight, there will be a special prophetic overflow service. America's greatest prophets and prophetess will be joining me, and everyone present will receive their own personal prophetic word. The dates, once again, are Sunday, March 20th through Friday, March 25th. For more information, go to our website, bobbyhogan.org, or call 479-755-8888. No registration fee. All seats are free. The location is Kingdom Living Headquarters, Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'll be looking for you in Overflow Kingdom Living Prophetic Conference. All right. Hope you make it to conference. It's going to be heaven on earth. I want to share with you 7 levels of receiving. 7 levels of receiving. See, some of you, not very many, but there's some people that don't have a problem giving, but they've not learned about receiving. You have to learn to give and to receive. In my early years of ministry, people used to come up and give me offerings, and I could tell they were poor. I could tell they maybe were struggling financially. At times I didn't want to receive them, receive the offerings. But God spoke to me, said, "You're cheating the people. You're robbing them of their blessing if you don't take their seed." I want us to look at Luke 6, verse 38. Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men pour into your lap. With this measure you use, it will be measured to you." Jesus said, if you want to be blessed, there's something you have to do. Give. T.D. Jakes preached a message a number of years ago. Nothing just happens. It's true. Some of you want to sit on your couch, eat popcorn, drink Coke, don't want to work, don't want to sow, don't want to give God the tithes, think you're going to become a millionaire. You're dreaming. Use your brain. You have to do something. You have to do something. Jesus said, if you want to be blessed, give. In the New Testament, there's 37 miracles recorded. Every one of them happened when somebody did something. No miracles recorded where somebody got a miracle and did nothing. People had to touch his garment, go to Christ. They had to fill the water pots, wash in the pool of Siloam, on and on. Jesus tells us, I repeat, nothing just happens, but Jesus tells us here in Luke 6:38, if you want to be blessed, you want to step into a season of overflow, you have to give. You have to give. Now, I want us to look here at the scripture that I read. Jesus tells us how to be blessed. One word, give. Giving positions you for prosperity. Giving positions you for the overflow. We have people call our prayer line. The number's on the screen. If you need prayer, call that number. Somebody's waiting to pray for you. They call that number by the hundreds and hundreds, asking for prayer. It don't take much for a person to call and ask for prayer. And every week, the amount of people that call for prayer is far more than the amount of people that call to sow a seed. One reason is it don't take much for a person to call and ask for prayer, but it takes something for them to call and sow a seed. Sometimes your miracle, especially in your financial realm, is not calling for prayer. You don't find anywhere in the Word of God we're ever told to pray for a financial harvest. We are told throughout the Word of God, if you want blessed financially, sow a seed. Woo, that's good. Notice now, let's go to Luke 6:38. Jesus said, give. Now I want you to notice seven levels of receiving. Man of God, I've never heard this. Well, listen to me. I want to read from the New International Version, first of all. Once you give, once you start the motor, once you sow the seed, number one, seven levels of receiving. Number one, it'll be given to you. Now, if that's the only promise I had, that'd be enough for me to want to give. If God says I give, it's going to be given to me back, I'm going to believe it. That's a powerful promise, but that's only promise number one. Give, and it will be given to you. Number second level of receiving, a good measure. Woo, glory to God. I don't know what you call a good measure, but I promise you what God calls a good measure is far more than what you call a good measure. Number three, press down. God's going to press it down. Number four, shaking together. I'm going to press it down. I'm going to shake it together. Number five, run it over. I've told five levels of receiving. There's two more. Number six, it'll be poured into your lap. Number seven, with the same measure you give, it will be measured to you. Now, the King James Version says it this way. Once you give, it'll be given back to you, good measured, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give back into your bosom. With the same measure you give, it'll be given back to you. Jesus said, once you give, now you got to catch this. He said, once you give, I promise you. See, some people don't know this. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People give, but they don't know how to expect to receive. They don't know how to receive. Don't even know they can receive. I am telling you, listen, if you can't believe Jesus, who can you believe? If you can't believe the Bible, what can you believe? Jesus said, once you give, I am going to give back to you in seven different levels. Good measured, pressed down, my, running over, shaken together, it'll be given back to you. The same measure you give is what you're going to receive. Now, I'm going to share some testimonies with you in just a moment. I feel faith right now. Some of you in your business, I'm prophesying, you're getting ready to go to a new dimension of prosperity. Some of you, I see many of you have been struggling, trying to even find the money to pay your bills. Don't know how you're going to do this and how you're going to pay that. That's not God's will. God's will is for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I'm going to share some stories of my own personal life where I give. And God did not just give back to me. He gave me more than I give. That's how he works. A couple of things I want you to know about. We have a very special offer this week, the Prosperity Package. I want you to know about it. And also about a special service coming up, a prophetic miracle service. And I'll be right back. We have a very special offer for our television audience called the Prosperity Package. It consists of, number one, a bottle of Prosperity Anointing Oil. First time we've ever offered this to our television audience. Anoint your house, your business, your billfold, your checking book, your purse for prosperity. Now, it will not bring prosperity by just anointing something, but it positions you for prosperity as you move in faith. You must have your own bottle of Prosperity Anointing Oil. Number two, you'll receive a beautiful mezuzah to hang on the doorpost of your house or your business or church. The Bible tells us, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 20 and 21, to write the word and put it on the doorpost, that it may be as in the days of your forefathers when it was as heaven on earth. Think about that. You'll also receive instructions where to hang the mezuzah, information about it. Number three, you'll receive my book, The Isaac Harvest, How to Prosper in the Current Financial Crisis. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 5, verse 22, we can laugh at calamity and laugh at famine. And number four, you receive my book, The Lord Maketh Thee Rich. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord is rich and addeth no sorrow. You'll discover in this book that God's will is for you to be rich, to prosper, to be a blessing, so you can be a blessing. All this comes in the Prosperity Package. For your seed of $50 or more to help us take this glorious message of hope and faith around the world. The information is on the screen, how you can contact our ministry. Simply request, tell the operator, if you write, you make it plain, however you sow, I want the Prosperity Package, a seed offering of only $50, and we will rush it to you. God bless you. I have an exciting announcement. The prophetic miracle service we had scheduled for February 4th, due to the winter storm we had in the state of Arkansas, and so many planning on coming from out of the city and even out of the state, we have rescheduled it to Saturday night, February 19th at 5 p.m. It's going to be at Kingdom Living Ministry headquarters, 4401 Windsor Drive, Fort Smith, Arkansas. We are seeing miracles possibly as never before. If you need a miracle, any kind of miracle, this service is for you. I will be preaching, prophesying, laying hands on those that need a miracle. It's going to be a night of heaven on earth. Once again, that's February 19th, Saturday night, 5 p.m., 4401 Windsor Drive, Fort Smith, Arkansas. If you need a miracle, I want to see you in our upcoming prophetic miracle service. All right, we're excited to be back after the break there, and I want to get right into this word on seven levels of receiving. This word's going to change many of your financial levels because you're going to believe it. And you're going to receive it and act on it. Once you give, nothing happens till you give. A farmer would be considered a fool to go out in the fields and expect a harvest if he never sowed a seed. It's a principle. God said in the book of Genesis, as long as the earth remaineth, one thing there'll always be is seed time and harvest. But you have to sow the seed. Once you give, God, the Word of God, Jesus tells us, I'm going to give back. Seven levels. A few years ago, a young man come from old Mexico to America. He had never owned a suit. And I took him to JCPenney's and bought him a whole outfit. I bought him the shirt, the necktie, the suit. The main thing I was buying was a suit, but I bought all of it. And I never even considered when I sowed that suit into his life that I would reap suits. But it's a principle. It's a principle. And I give that into his life. Sometime later, I was at a place, and Dr. Gwinshaw, who was my apostle before she died, founder of the End Time Handmaiden Servants, hand me a check, $500. Said, go buy you a suit. All of a sudden, I start getting blessed with suits. I sold a suit, and I get blessed with suits. Hallelujah. It's how it works. You give, you do the starting of the process, and then God starts his process. A number of years ago, I just got married, and I married the love of my life, been married now for 33 years, Prophetess Teresa, best friend. And after we got married, it wasn't a short time later, we found ourselves living in a trailer. Nothing wrong in trailers, but you don't have to stay in a trailer. Two-bedroom trailer. We was in love. We was happy traveling the world. And God spoke to my wife and said, and we had, almost had it paid for. We had new carpet in it, and it was almost paid for. And God spoke to my wife and said, to sow the trailer into another ministry. So we obeyed, and we sold the trailer into another ministry. We moved into an apartment complex. And for some time we lived in that apartment. But we had sold a seed in obedience to God. We had sold our house, our home, I should say. Sometime later, not very long after that, a couple that I had been nice to. I had not done a lot, but I'd taken them out to eat at Christmas or go by and see them. They were elderly, had no children, hardly had any family. They left me in their will, and they left me their house that was a four-bedroom brick home, three or four-bedroom brick home, garage, fenced-in backyard. The value of that home was many, 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 many times more than the value of the trailer that we give into the kingdom. And now we receive a house, a home, brick home, greater in value, but that was just the start. In the next few years, God blessed us. I was in Oklahoma one night, went to hear a prophet. He was receiving the offering, and I heard the voice of God say, sow $100. I jumped up, run up there, and threw $100 in his hand. Soon as service was over, maybe 10 minutes at the most, the lady walks up to me, said, I was in your tent revival years ago. I come in on the verge of suicide, and God changed my life, and I want to bless you. And she gave me a house and 20-something pieces of property. It started something. I began to be blessed with homes and houses. But nothing happened until we give. I'm telling you, there is a miracle once you give. Now, I want you to see something here. You know, the smartest minds in the world cannot understand how a small seed planted in the ground can bring forth a tree that brings such fruit, or how a small seed can bring forth such a great harvest. But I want you to notice what the Bible says in Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. Now in Genesis 1 verse 11, the Bible says, let the earth bring forth fruit, herbs yielding seed. Oh my, fruit trees yielding fruit after its kind. Let me tell you very simply, the smartest minds in the world cannot understand, like I said, how a seed can bring forth such harvest. But I'm going to tell you, behind every seed that is planted in the ground is a Genesis 1 verse 11. Behind every seed that is planted is a thus saith God. you're going to bring forth a harvest. And when it comes to sowing your seed into the kingdom of God, behind your seed is a promise. Once you give, seven levels of receiving. Let's go back and look at this again. This is so powerful. You give, and it shall be given back to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men shall pour it in your lap. The same measure you give, you will receive. Behind your seed. How do you expect, man of God, me to believe that I can sow money in the kingdom and I'm going to be blessed in return? Because there's a thus saith God, once the seed is sowed, it will bring forth a harvest. Woo, glory to God. I feel the prophetic right now. Some of you are so tired of struggling. There's businesses that right now, the pandemic has almost took you out. There's churches. I'm telling you, tens of thousands of churches have closed down because of the effects of the pandemic. It does not have to affect you, my friend. Isaac sowed in famine and reaped the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. But I see people right now in my spirit struggling financially. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to send my kids to college? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm behind on rent. Some of you maybe meet your needs, but there's things you want to do that you never be able to do without a miracle. Places you want to go, a car you want to have, a house you want to live in. I'm telling you, God will not only meet your need, He'll give you your heart's desire. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give you the desires of your heart. We serve a God that wants you to enjoy life. It's time to move from the land of not enough to the land not just of enough, to the land of more than enough. He that was rich become poor, that through his poverty you might be made rich. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord is rich and addeth no sorrow. God wants you blessed. And once again, I repeat, as I bring this teaching to a close, when a farmer sows that seed, nobody even in the smartest minds, I should say, cannot understand. They have no explanation how a little seed can bring forth a big tree that brings forth abundant harvest. But there is a thus saith God behind it. And when you sow into the kingdom of God, there's a thus saith God. Once you give, God says it's going to be given back. Seven levels of receiving. God can use your enemies to bless you. He can use neighbors, people don't even know you. I'm telling you, the Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and God can turn it wherever he will. I've had people that didn't even believe my ministry bless me. People don't even know you. God can command them. He commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. Commanded a widow woman to sustain Elijah. He commands strangers to bless you. Command, once again, people don't even like you to bless you. But he will fulfill his promise once you give. Luke 6:38. There's seven levels of receiving on the other side of your seed. My, my, what an anointing. This broadcast is going to take some of you to a new dimension of prosperity because you've received the truth. The truth makes you free. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge, I've given you knowledge. When you sow a seed, it's not wrong to expect a harvest because God promised it. And I see people all over this nation, America, and even in the nations of the world that right now is about to step into a new season of prosperity and blessings. As you believe the words that I have spoken that lines up with the Word of God, and you act on that Word. This next 3 minutes is for you that are ready to step into that season of overflow, increase, and abundance. You are ready to step into the seven levels of receiving. There's many of you that can sow a Luke 638 seed, $638. Some of you, you may have to move some money around. You may have to tell the operator, hold the check you give by on the phone, or if you write. Some of you may have to go into a different area where you have money, but many of you can sow a Luke 638 seed, claiming the seven levels of receiving. Some of you are not on that level, but you can sow a $163.80 seed. Some of you have tried everything. Why not try the Word of God? But Brother Hogan, I'm going through a trying time right now. The seed you give in troublesome times, the seed you give in difficult times, I really believe means more to God than even other seeds. And remember, Isaac sowed in famine. Listen, this is a very important broadcast. Many of you can sow a seed of $163.80. Some of you not on that level, but you can sow a $63.80 seed. Whatever level you are on, don't, and I really don't want to say that, go into a level above what you're used to. Sow something. Never be intimidated in an offering. If your offering is $6.38, then you sow. But many of you all over this nation, God is challenging through the prophet to a Luke 6:38 seed. The woman of Zarephath, if she had not believed Elijah, her and her son would have died. Some of you, I'm going to be very plain, if you do not believe me right now, you are not going to be able to make it. You know you can't make it without a miracle. You know you can't pay your bills without a miracle. You have to have a miracle. The seed is the key. Once again, if you can't believe Jesus, who can you believe? If you can't believe the Bible, what can you believe? I've been preaching the glorious gospel 48 years this month. I have seen the faithfulness of God. I have seen God come through over and over. And I have seen Him bless me. I started absolutely with so little. Unknown young preacher. My mama wasn't a preacher. Daddy wasn't a preacher. And God raised me up. And God has blessed me. God has blessed the ministry. And He'll do the same for you. Sow into this good ground of kingdom living. Help us take the gospel around the world and also reap you a Luke 6:38 harvest. Take advantage of this moment. The information is on the screen how you can sow your seed. Sow it now and watch what God will do tomorrow. Your prophet, Bobby Hogan.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.